Welcome, everybody, to the session Contraception Global Issues. Our moderator is currently stuck in Boston experiencing a Frankenstorm. So I am the last speaker, but I'm going to moderate as well. I'm honored to present these talks and tell you a little bit about our speakers. I'm super glad I am not the discussant, because if I had to tie all these together, that would be a big task. We're going to give each speaker 15 minutes, and we'll hold your questions till the end, and we should have half an hour to discuss the talks at the end. I seem to be advancing your slides. She doesn't know yet, but we won't tell her. Let me introduce Dana Aronovich. She's been working in international health for over 19 years. She started with her Peace Corps service in Mali, followed by various positions at John Snow Incorporated. She has experience in supply chain management, M&E, advocacy, strategic planning, capacity building, and financial and program management. She also has expertise in demographic research and using demographic data and outcomes to evaluate program impact. Dana has a master's degree in health sciences from Johns Hopkins University, and she's going to discuss a decade of measuring contraceptive security around the globe, achievements and opportunities.
Thank you, Diana, and thank you for stepping in for our group. I'm also from the East Coast, so I guess better here than there right now. So good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to present, as Diana mentioned, a decade of measuring contraceptive security around the globe, achievements and opportunities related to the Contraceptive Security Index 2003 to 2012. And I left copies of the wall chart on that back table if anyone wants to grab copies as you leave if you didn't get one on your way in. So this current version of the Contraceptive Security Index was published in 2012, and it provides a fourth round of data in this series. So learning objectives for today are to define contraceptive security and efforts to date, to describe how the CS index is compiled to help measure progress towards CS, which is short for contraceptive security, describe the trends in CS over the past decade at the national, regional, and global levels, discuss achievements since 2003 in reaching contraceptive security and the remaining opportunities and challenges, and explain how the CS index results can be used to prioritize programmatic areas in need of targeted support and resources. So let's first define contraceptive security. It's a critical component of family planning programs, and contraceptive security exists when every person is able to choose, obtain, and use quality contraceptives and condoms whenever he or she needs them. Over this past decade, we've seen some significant activities and support around the concept of contraceptive security. And I'm not going to read all these, but this ranges from international conferences, for example, the Meeting the Challenge conference in Istanbul in 2001, which brought together stakeholders to address the looming contraceptive supply crisis, to the development of assessment and planning tools, such as the Strategic Pathway to Reproductive Health Commodity Security in 2004, and other activities and attention provided by international NGOs and donors, including investments in capacity building and system strengthening. So the CS index that I'm going to talk about today is one of the tools developed to monitor the impact of these efforts and to track progress in achieving this goal over time. And the decades sort of accumulated in this 2011 conference called Access for All, which was Istanbul plus 10 years, which was sponsored by the Reproductive Health Supplies Coalition to review progress to date. So this framework comes from the SPARKS tool, which is the Strategic Pathway to Reproductive Health Commodity Security. And the framework defines the program and program environment components that are required to achieve commodity security, whether for contraceptives or for any other reproductive health commodities. And so as you can see in this framework, ensuring supplies and services are available to clients requires a multi-sectoral approach. The public and private sectors must work together to ensure a supportive policy environment, appropriate forecasting and procurement of commodities, efficient supply chains, well-trained providers, effective service delivery systems, a supportive social environment, and adequate financing. To plan effective interventions to reach this goal, Policymakers and program managers and international donor agencies need to know if and how their programs are progressing towards commodity security. So in partnership with USAID and some of their partnering NGOs, we developed a tool to measure and monitor CS over time. This tool is used to raise awareness, to support advocacy, to focus priorities, and to monitor progress towards CS, as I mentioned. It promotes a multi-sectoral approach to CS at the national, regional, and global levels. The indicators cover a range of inputs and outputs and programmatic and macro level areas. Together, they paint a picture of CS and promote a cross-sectoral approach to addressing CS. The CS index covers over 60 countries from 5 regions around the world. In 2012, there were 67 countries. And as I mentioned, there are 4 editions now of the index covering the past decade, and the 2012 results are now available to monitor progress over the past decade. So to quickly mention the methodology for developing the CS index was intended to minimize data collection costs and maximize data reliability, validity, and replicability by using only secondary data from regularly updated reliable sources such as the demographic and health surveys, population reference bureaus, data sheets, World Bank's World Development Indicators, and other global indicators. It's been updated every 3 years over the past decade. There are 5 CS components included in the index, which are listed here: supply chain, financing, health and social environment, access and utilization, and there are 17 indicators that are categorized under these 5 components. The indicator values are converted to a 10-point scale and then weighted to give each component equal weight within the overall index. So then each country has an aggregate score for each component, as well as an overall index score, which is the sum of the weighted component scores. So again, a total of 67 countries are included in the 2012 index, which is in the form of a wall chart in the back of the room. And this has been the largest grouping of countries we've had so far. However, there are 48 countries that have been included in all 4 of the indices. And so when we're doing the trend analysis that I'll present over the next few slides, we're going to be looking specifically at those 48 countries that are found in all 4. So to start with, at the global level, the total weighted scores have increased over time, though they did level off a bit in 2012. The range of possible weighted scores in the CS index is 0 to 100, but this shows you how the actual scores ranged for each of the indices. So actual scores in 2012, which you can see on this bar all the way to the right, ranged from 39 to around 71. And back in 2003, the range was 28 to 68. So you can see that they have shifted up. The middle bullet there is the average score for each of the CS indexes. And the lowest score in 2012 represents a 39% increase over the lowest score in 2003. This next graph shows the total index scores by component, again for the 48 countries scored in all 4 indices. The global average scores increased for all of these components. However, the increases were statistically significant in supply chain, finance, health and social environment, and access between 2003 and 2012. So only utilization was the only one that wasn't a statistically significant increase. And the component scores from an individual country can also be compared from year to year, again with a maximum weighted score for each component of 20 points, enabling users to identify components that need additional attention and perhaps even further assessment. This next slide shows the total scores by region. So you can see the regions listed along the bottom. And you can see that there are a couple of regions that have only a very small number of countries in each of the 4 indices, Eastern Europe and Central Asia specifically having only 3 countries, and Middle East and North Africa having only 4 countries for the trend analysis, although in any one of the indices there could have been more countries in that region. So using a paired t-test, and then all the way to the right, sorry, is the overall average. So using a paired t-test, the 2012 total scores do represent a statistically significant increase since 2003, so indicating overall improvement. And although the total scores averaged by region increased in all regions between 2003 and 2012, the observed increases in total index score are significant only in sub-Saharan Africa. In many cases, the regional scores by component are also showed improvement, as seen in these following few slides that I have for each region. So this shows sub-Saharan Africa, the component scores. You can see that supply chain were the highest scores on average for sub-Saharan African countries, and finances there at the bottom. And the changes between 2003 and 2012 were significant only for supply chain, health and social environment, and access components. For Latin America and the Caribbean, 12 countries included across all four of the indices, and the changes are significant only for supply chain and health and social environment. Asia and the Pacific, 7 countries included across all four indices, and the changes are significant only for finance and health and social environment, and you see that overall these scores are somewhat flat over the decade. And then for Middle East and North Africa, again, only 4 countries included here, so not going to talk about significance, but just to give you an idea of the trends over the decade. And same for Eastern Europe and Central Asia, only 3 countries included in all 4. So just to give you an idea of the trends. The next analysis that we did was to group the 48 countries into 3 equal clusters, the top scoring, the middle scoring, and the bottom scoring countries. So each cluster had 16 countries each. And then grouping them, so that's grouping them according to their total scores. And those are graphed here. So you can see that the top performing scores, country scores, increased only a modest 6% from 2003 to 2012. With an average score of 63 across the decade. So sort of indicating minimal progress for those top performing countries. But conversely, the lowest performing countries showed significant improvement, with their scores increasing 13% from an average score of 41 in 2003 to 46.5 in 2012. And so this just demonstrates that the lowest performing countries have made the most progress in CS over the decade. And they certainly have the most room for improvement, and even small programmatic and financial inputs can really have a significant impact on contraceptive security. This last graph is also using that same cluster analysis, and so you can see the 3 groupings, the top, middle, and bottom for both 2003 and 2012. And so this is just to show that in 2003, the bottom cluster, this full blue bar here on the right, was all sub-Saharan African countries, but more of those countries moved into the middle cluster by 2012. So again, showing that progress among the lowest performing countries. And then also just to point out among the top cluster, you can see that Latin America and the Caribbean make up the greatest percentage of those countries, and even more in 2012. So some countries moving from the middle cluster up into the top cluster by 2012. So just a summary of trends, again, what I've been talking about in my slides, that the average total scores, there has been a significant increase from 2003 to 2012. The lowest performing countries in 2003 made the most progress in total average scores by 2012. Global averages for all components improved from 2003 to 2012, with the greatest progress made in the finance component. Supply chain had the highest average scores in every index, but the most progress was made in the finance component. And this reflects the processes and systems put in place to manage contraceptive supplies. Global averages for all regions improved from 2003 to 2012, with the greatest progress, again, made in sub-Saharan Africa. Latin America and Caribbean region had the highest scores, and sub-Saharan Africa had the lowest. So using the CS Index results, national and international stakeholders can use the results to emphasize the importance of contraceptive security for better family planning program outcomes and to monitor progress towards reaching this goal. The CS Index can be a powerful tool for raising awareness about CS and the interrelationships between different program components, those components, 5 components that I mentioned. The results can be used to set priorities and to advocate for more rational resource allocation by country governments and by global donors to achieve a secure supply of quality contraceptives. And so just to share with you some other resources, as I mentioned, all 4 of the indices are available on our website. They're available in wall chart form, but on our website they're available in booklet form to make it easier to print them. And there's also a technical manual that describes the methodology in more detail. And then finally, in 2009, we wrote a trends paper back then, and we'll do some more analysis of the data with the 2012 results in the coming months. So thank you very much.